share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. One of the many issues that plagues Malaysia is stagnant or slow progressing wages. The cost of living is ever increasing, but our salaries are not keeping up. Recently, a post comparing salaries in Malaysia and Singapore was made in the Facebook group, B40 Buat Perangai Apa Harini. The post used the cost of the new iPhone 14 Pro Max in each country to show that Malaysia has lower wages compared to Singapore, conversion rate aside. If one sets a little bit of their salary aside every month for 3 months, they would likely be able to afford the iPhone 14 Pro Max that costs 1,799 Singapore dollars. In Singapore, you can buy it with just 3 months' worth of salary. You definitely have to face the jam every day, but if you save a little every month. Whereas in Malaysia, you may not be able to buy the 8,299 iPhone 14 Pro Max even after saving for 6 months. The basic pay in Malaysia is 1,500. You may not be able to buy it even after 6 months. The point of me talking about buying an iPhone is to highlight how low the wages in Malaysia are. It's truly a struggle. The post reads, I don't even really want an iPhone. This is about wages and salary. That's why SPM graduates don't want to work. This is why no one wants to work in the F&B and hotel industry. Netizens have mixed reactions. In the comments, netizens were divided. Only a few understood the message the post was trying to convey. The point is that salaries in Malaysia are low. He used iPhones as a comparison tool. Whereas others accused the original posted for romanticizing life in Singapore and being materialistic as he only talked about buying an iPhone. Never-ending pride about working in Singapore. If you work in Singapore and get a real job, then that's okay. If you have to go hungry just to buy this thing, that means you are in the category of people who cannot afford it. So spend according to your means. What do you think? Is an iPhone really that affordable in Singapore? Also read, average Majin would have to work 29.2 days to afford the new iPhone 14 Pro, decrease from last year. Source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook. Source. Facebook source. Facebook source. World abuzz. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.